coming to you live from the Jim Butler Ballroom at the Mitzvah Hotel. It's time for another commute with your hosts, Faye and Brenda. This is Drive Time to Nova.
Project.
Project? Like this, Faye?
Yes.
Hi, this is Drive Time to Nova from the back seats.
I'm the Faye driver.
I'm the crying Brenda Boo. Welcome back.
You know what makes me cry, Brenda?
What?
People driving with no taillights.
Not even taillights? You mean like light lights or brake lights?
No, I mean when it's dark out, like we're driving in ambient light, low temperatures right now. People with dark cars with no taillights illuminated.
Yes.
That bothers me.
I can understand that, because even though there is no water being thrown up in the air at this present moment,
right,
it'd be nice to be able to see, because all the cars are neutral colors, right? Gray, right, and tan. And
right now, the ground is the same color as the sky, and there's no horizon. There's no color in Vancouver.
There's no, except here in your red shirt.
Me, yeah. The red shirt you got me.
Do you like it?
I do.
And I got my watch on.
Oh, beautiful. How's that working for you?
Just perfect. Love it, love it.
And I yelled at two people while I was walking the dog this morning to turn their lights on.
Oh, dear. Really embracing that grumpy old man.
That's, yep.
Oh, well, I showed up at your home this morning. It's our monthly visitation.
Right.
And I immediately started weeping.
Yes.
Which was very odd. I don't even know what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Faye?
I was surprised. I didn't even notice when all of a sudden you were crying. And it was unclear to me as to why.
Because I'm your special, special friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, Faye, I'm not the sort that keeps stuff in. And I imagine because I've been doing such a good job of keeping shit in lately, that at some point it just kind of, when I see your friendly face, and I'm like, oh, it's my friend. It's my Faye driver. It just makes my little heart swell.
Aw.
Because I love you.
I love you too.
Anyway, so I do have some topics today.
Okay, yep.
So I've been going through my teeny tiny apartment. And just because I noticed like it was starting to get really like congested, like not much space. So I started just digging through crap that I never wear. Some stuff that was even left over, like that was like clothes that originally were Eric's. And I wore, and I finally got rid of, I think, the last one of those pieces of clothing. But as I was digging through all this shit, it was just like, I realized how much I'll just, like, buy something, some cheap little thing, because it's like, it makes me happy for that moment, and then I get it home, and then I'm like, well, this isn't as cute a shirt as I thought it was going to be, or, you know, this isn't as good a set of pants as I would have liked because I bought a different set of pants last winter. And I gave those all away yesterday. And I'm wondering, I can't imagine you suffer from this problem as much as I do. Impulse purchasing?
Oh, no, but I do suffer from not throwing things away.
Oh, I know that.
I'm always reluctant to buy things because I feel like, oh, I don't know if I like the look of it. I don't know if it's my style. I mean, if we're talking clothing and stuff like that.
Yeah. I can help you shop. I got this men's store.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is there an old guy wearing a blazer in it?
Yep, and he probably has a pocket full of change he's rustling around,
right,
too.
So I'm less likely to buy, like, personal items. and then not use them. There was a time when I would buy clothes, and then the problem I would have is I would buy clothes that weren't quite the right size.
Oh, yeah. They don't fit the way you want them.
Yeah. So then you end up not wearing them.
Yep.
I have a lot of shoes that I own that are too small, but they look great. But I wear them, and I end up, like, not being able to walk by the end of the day, you know?
Dear. I have a bunch of shoes that I think are going to be the solution to my problem, because I suffer the agony of plantar fasciitis on my left foot.
Yeah.
And then I get them home, and I'm like, ugh, these are not what I thought they would be. Well, I buy stupid stuff, like, the amount of boxes and containers I have to hold stuff is ridiculous. This has always been a penchant for me. Like, just that's a cute box. Oh, that's a cute bowl. Ooh, you know, it's just like, oh, that could hold this.
Which I have been the recipient of some of these.
True that. Trouble is, once you put something in a box, you forget about it. And you're like, oh, wait, I didn't know I had all this shit.
Right.
Also, I like to buy portable drinking devices.
Yes.
Like your tumblers that have lids and
insulation.
Mm-hmm. I got rid of a bunch of those. Then I have, like, just things that for some reason I've attached a sentimental value to.
Hmm.
Like a Kinko's cup that my brother-in-law had when he worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I have this full set of juice glasses that were actually just jelly jars that have George, the monkey. Curious George on. I don't even use them, but I just can't get rid of them.
You know what I have, Brenda?
What?
You can get at Costco these little parfait chocolate mousse desserts,
uh-huh.
And they come in teeny little cups. It's like probably a 3-ounce glass, if you were to measure it. And it's about 3 inches high.
Yep.
And I have several. I have a set of 8, nice. Probably, of these teeny little glasses. But they're not really good for anything.
They're so cute, though, right?
And I can't throw them away.
I have some ice cream containers that are perfect for just going for lunch.
Oh, yes.
And I got rid of a couple. But at one time, I probably had 8. It says Keurig. No, that's coffee. And some kind of gelato. Mm. And then this really nice clear plastic. And what is the deal with containers?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Then there's the trouble with the Tupperware. Where you have
I was going to bring your Tupperware. I forgot
Big
your
bump.
Tupperware.
You have lids, but you're not sure if the bottom is there for it, so you're keeping these things.
No, I have that situation under control.
Oh, okay.
All my lids and bottoms match. All my bottoms and tops match. Do you do this where you buy things in bulk? Like, if you find a t-shirt that you like, and there's a whole bunch of different ones, then you're like, okay, I'll buy 17 of the same kind of t-shirt or pants or something. I do that.
No, definitely not.
That's good.
I prefer to have a variety.
So anyway, I've been decluttering my little apartment. And then I've also been rethinking all the stuff that I have that I've just had for a long time that meant something to me at one time, but has lost its meaning over the years.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Like I have these little pieces of glassware that I got from my mom and dad that were supposedly owned by my grandparents, and I don't remember seeing it in their house. I don't have any memory of it being there, but it's old,
right.
And they used to own it. You know, and they died 30 years ago.
I know somebody who has an 18-place setting set of some sort of blue china.
Mm-hmm.
18 set, full settings.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And it's a dead person's. It's grandma's old China.
But do they display it?
It's like one of like four different sets that she has.
Oh.
What is with these old people in their China?
Because it was, you know, things didn't come as easily as they did back then. So like, so they just, you know, here, we're going to set you up. We're going to get you these beautiful dishes. And then it became so that nobody ever used them. They're only for special occasions.
Right.
So, just a lot of old traditions. It's hard to get rid of shit. It's easier when you only have a tiny, tiny house, though.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm going to, that's one of my goals, is to stop with this kind of weird impulse buying. And quit buying containers. God. You know, I also have had mixed feelings about, like, crafting. Although I love our Tonopah village.
Right.
I think that has value. But sometimes things I start and I'm like, I'm trying to make this box. And I decided I was going to decoupage it. But in order to decoupage it, I wanted to have a neutral background. And this was a shoebox, which had all kinds of crap on it. Uh-huh. So then I was taking little pieces of parchment paper and putting on the bottom, gluing it on this box. And I'm like, why am I killing myself decorating this throwaway box? It's weird.
So your realization was this is a lot of time and effort?
Or yeah, that's it. Pretty much. It's like I'm an effort. For I don't even have a clear notion of how I want it to turn out. Anyway. Oh, dear. So my other topic was about how do I put it?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can organize my thoughts.
Okay. So, we'll come back after we're not playing a message.
No messages.
After a cow noise or a horn bobble or a dingle dangle.
Yep.
What do you think it's going to be this time?
Hopefully it won't be another crazy sound like... Wah, 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 wah.
All right.
Bonjour, monsieur driver. We have just come back from a French meal, no?
Oui.
What did we have?
I had Espagnol omelette.
This was a French restaurant with French accent people.
Yes.
You had some Americano coffee.
I had an Americano coffee.
Had a cappuccino.
Right.
And my omelette was... like almost what I would call cuisine.
Yes.
It's way outside of what the stuff I normally get. It has basil. It had goat cheese. And it had tomatoes.
Right. It was a delicious. Yours was really good.
It was good.
Mine was good too, but that's just because I like chorizo.
Chorizo. So many countries we're talking about here on Drive Time to Nopa.
Right on. I'm the Faye driver.
Yes, I'm Brenda Boo. We are here. The weather is rainy, as usual, in the Canadas.
It is 11 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would guess would be about...
50? 45?
Yeah, 40. Let's say 45.
Yeah. Young drivers are around us. People of different countries driving around us. We will try not to get distracted by the outside world.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have any bone you wanted to pick on this, on our new episode?
I just want to say, I was unsure whether the French accented person in that French restaurant was real or a show. It was a put on.
Really? I thought it sounded real.
It was, she was pretty real, yeah. But I think it was a little overdone, you know, because she said, "Oui, would you like more coffee? Oui, oui, merci." It was just like, all right, whatever. We get it. You're from France.
Maybe she was just French-Canadian.
And then I asked the one girl if I could have some confiture.
She's like, eh? Which means what?
Jam.
I didn't know what you were going for either. Oh, sorry. Would you like me?
No, I can do it.
Okay. So, if a driver, you were very upset with our last episode because we were a little bit of sporadic all over the place. So this time we're trying to have more just directed conversations.
Yes. All right.
So we dealt with my desire for immediate gratification and the results thereof in the early section by my buying stuff and then ultimately getting rid of it.
Yes. Gotcha. Right.
So in this next portion, we should talk about how it's a kind of a tough subject. Like, it's become apparent to me that human beings are basically animals, and everything about modern society makes us try to every day ignore these natural impulses to lash out at people, be defensive, be mad, get yes. upset. You're always trying to shut that shit down and just act like nothing's bothering you. And it occurred to me when I started watching all these Beverly Housewives, Real Housewives shows.
Yes.
Recently, I'm like, why is this interesting to me? Because it's all this cattiness and this bitchiness. And when I'm directly involved with that, I find it very upsetting. But there was a certain amount of pleasure I got out of it.
Oh, interesting.
And then I thought, is this the female equivalent of contact sports or out-and-out boxing for men?
Really?
What do you think about that?
That's a very interesting observation. So it's a women's way of getting out their aggression?
Yeah.
That's a formulation I could agree to.
There's also this dynamic of, like, I feel like women are always going to want to have possession, be possessive of their property in a way. Like, if you're a heterosexual couple, you know, like, if you go
out. That's my man.
That's my man, exactly. And the men seem like, you know, disinterested on some level. Like, they don't want anybody coming after their woman. But there's still, it's a different dynamic, right?
Yes.
There's still an amount of, like, disconnect.
Sure, yeah.
Whereas women, it's more of a territorial thing, I guess.
Right.
And having so much time to think and ponder and whatnot, I've been feeling sad lately today, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying my best not to dump it on anybody, despite what you feel is constant badgering.
Yeah, that's not true. What is it that you're sad about? Do you know why you're sad?
I feel like
are you lonely?
I'm lonely.
Yeah.
That's part of it. I think about if I moved back home, I'd just be lonely back home.
Sure.
I think most of it's just being lonely and how difficult it is to connect with people.
It is.
You know?
I wonder if that's a West Coast thing, because I feel like Vancouver is like that as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, just me in particular, I find it difficult to connect with people. It just feels like the whole world is on, like, a slightly different vibrational level than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, you're definitely different.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you your idea of society is, and the way to operate in it, you're unique. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you have a unique perspective on life, where as do I, and the way that people operate in the world, you and I don't always agree with.
So it's been coming to that realization, like, where do I go from here, then, in terms of making, you know, making myself happy and content. Mm-hmm. Semi is merging. So anyway, so I've been thinking about, should I move? Should I, you know, like, do a different kind of apartment? That kind of thing. I've been thinking about my whole aesthetic. I told you about that. I don't think we recorded it, but I've been thinking about my whole aesthetic of my apartment.
Right.
It's like I got out of my system this kind of quirky, eclectic stuff.
Gidget goes to Tanopa?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, when you have to fight with somebody for so many years about stuff that you want, you know, like...
Yes.
So then you finally get what you want, and then you're like, okay, I got that out of my system. So I'm thinking about revamping my apartment.
Uh-huh.
Making it more like a lady.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady of certain means. So anyway, so by bringing that back around, I wonder, can we ever be free of all the baggage that we carry around with us?
Oh, yes.
How? Tell me how.
You just forget the things that have happened to you over your 50 years.
How do you do that?
You stop thinking about it and turning it over in your head constantly all the time.
Well, then
every once in a while you have a revelation and you go, oh, yeah, I remember when that guy made me mad because of my pickle was too short.
What?
That's not it. I meant a sandwich. I'm talking about a sandwich.
I don't know.
My pickle is
just fine.
Plenty fine.
I was like, I don't know what to tell people with that. No, but I mean, there's things that are in your subconscious that you can't always control. So, like, you react to a situation, even though you're in a sensitive fish habitat, you can't let that. There's a sign up there that says sensitive fish habitat. Do not disturb.
Or mow.
Okay. So, like, you, when you react to something, you're not always on top of their motivations on how you react.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, how can we, you know, as evolved humans, everybody's always talking about your happiness and contentment and your real, true passions in life. Everything's so fucking, like nobody just lives a life and just, you know, like, accept shit. Everything can be fixed. You know, there's no, just like, oh, that's Joe. He's just an asshole sometimes. There's none of that anymore. It's like, Joe, you need to really work on your butta-butta issue.
Right. I see what you're saying. Some people live like that, though, Brenda.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who?
I think I do.
Yeah, you're pretty good at just accepting people for the way they are. Is that because you accept yourself?
I don't know. I'm not a self-shrinking person. I mean, self-analyze. I guess I do. I don't know. You know what I think the problem with the world is?
What
we spend too much time thinking about these dumb things. Well, I didn't like the way she talked to me when I took my car in for service. There's something wrong with her. I'm going to phone her boss.
That sounds interesting. Where'd you get that example?
That's just an example, right?
Right.
somebody did something, some service person did something to me, and I'm mad about it.
Right.
Going, okay, well, what, I mean...
That's good. That's a good example, though. Is that person really, truly mad about this snarky person and her reaction, or is it something underlying? So let's say it's an underlying of feeling disrespected your whole life. How can you ever be free of that garbage is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I mean, certainly there's some validity. And when it comes to, like, someone who's paid to do something for you in a customer service environment, there are certain expectations about customer service. So I don't want to talk about problems with customer service.
No.
But the issue I'm bringing up using this customer service example is that people feel like they deserve the best, utmost respect from people every time, all the time, and
that ain't gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. Sometimes you just gotta shrug it off and carry on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, here you are, you're all flips and turns over here about people not minding their own business, when really the problem is that you just got to take a pill.
Who?
Yeah, you. Well, people.
Oh.
People got to take a pill. I kind of agree with you, though. Like, so what if the grumpy old man down the street is grumpy old man? I'm that grumpy old man, so I have a right to my grumpy old man-ness.
I was like, yeah, I just feel like everybody's got their thing, you know? Like, I only like the best of everything, so that's my thing. But I don't have to inflict it on everybody else, you know? If I only feel like I deserve the best, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just don't feel like anybody has any patience for anybody else anymore. And then there's just all these weird kind of modern expectations about never getting old. Nobody gets old. Nobody walks around with gray hair anymore. Have you noticed that? Well, you have. You just got your little salts in amongst your pepper.
I don't think that's true, because I see a lot of my contemporaries and their gray hair.
Oh really? Yeah. Women don't.
Oh, women maybe not.
No. Yeah, women. All the women. Women who are like 70 still have jet black hair.
Hmm. Yeah, well. But women have an unrealistic expectation. The world is placing unrealistic expectations on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I give those girls a pass.
No, but I'm not faulting them for wanting.
I know.
My point is more like,
it's the expectation.
You're talking. So many expectations about everything being perfect, and mm-hmm. you know, we got our perfect house, my perfect family, and there's mm-hmm. no margin for differences, you know. So, like, even if you don't want what somebody else has, like, maybe I don't want to have 3 grown children and then grandchildren coming.
Yes,
it's out there in the world that this is the norm,
mm-hmm.
and that it's hard not to take it in and go, what is wrong? You know, here I am, this stage of my life, and...
You don't have any grandchildren?
I don't have any children.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. So, I guess I'm starting to feel my age, too. Like, I'd always kind of run around with this childlike brain, and the childlike brain's, this last few years, is I haven't been able to live in that little bubble anymore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, makes... So that's part of the problem, too. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Talking in circles.
No, you're not. But I'll tell you what I do have a problem with. Is I am getting sick and tired of us always talking about getting old. Oh. And myself included. 20% of my day I spend complaining about age-related problems. Whether it's the young kids across the street, the renters who park their car in front of my walkway so I can't get out of my front door, or the people driving around with no lights on, or the fact that my shoulder hurts and it hurts when I pick up a jug of laundry detergent. Yeah. Like, I am...
What do we do then? What's the answer? How do we fix it?
I don't know. The one way is to just admit you're old and stop complaining about it. And just carry on.
All right, Faye, I'm making a proclamation. I'm 53 years old. And that's okay.
Okay, me too. I'm gonna be 50 in less than 14 days.
Yay, your birthday.
And I don't care.
Ooh, yeah, that really got stuck in your throat.
All right.
All right, well, we're gonna go to look at... We're gonna go to IKEA. IKEA.
Scandi IKEA.
There'll be no meatballs eaten, though.
No. Thanks for listening to the grumpy old Drive Time to Nopa. I'm the Faye Driver.
I'm the old Brenda Boo.
You can email us at fayeandbrenda@gmail.com.